This action-adventure movie about a boy genius, his robots, and his friends started out as an obscure comic book. The directors kept the title and the characters' names, but transformed Big Hero 6 into something uniquely Disney.
We don't have any superpowered people in this movie. It's all super technology.
He's glorious.
On top of the world!
Yeah, you're always walking a line. We want to push it so it feels fun and fantastic. At the same time, you want it to be based on an actual science because people feel that it just makes it feel more plausible.
One real-world example is Baymax, a huggable, inflatable robotic nurse made of vinyl.
Our robot had to be something unique. It couldn't be something that we've seen before.
They found their robot in Chris Atkinson's robotics lab at Carnegie Mellon University. In this video provided by the university, Atkinson says,
most people think of robots either as tools for industry or military things. But when you say a robot is going to help you, be your servant or take care of you, that's a stretch for most people.
I am Baymax.
In Big Hero 6, the robot Baymax works to heal the sick and injured. That's not too far-fetched. Here at Carnegie Mellon University, scientists have built inflatable robotic arms. Their goal is to use that technology to help older adults and people with disabilities. In addition to featuring cutting-edge technology in the film, groundbreaking computer technology also was used to create the movie.
See, here's some more shots. Here's a great fly-through. You can see this is a full city. It's not just a few sets.
New software was used to build a city called San Francisco, where the movie is set. From the buildings to the characters and the geometry, this world is more complex than anything in the last three Disney films combined. With a more detailed world, the film needed a more complex lighting method. The studio created Hyperion, a computer program that simulates the technique of global illumination.
Global illumination is basically what you see around you in the world. Light comes in through the window over here. It bounces around in the world. It lights my face. It comes off this wall. It lights my face.
Hyperion harnesses the physics of how light works in the real world and applies that to this virtual world. Here's the difference.
So we're letting the light just bounce once in this scene. But 10 bounces allows light energy to really flow through the scene and illuminate everything underneath the bed here.
Another piece of software created for this movie allows hundreds of thousands of people to be created in crowd scenes.
No two people are the same in this film. It's not like before computer graphics films where we had several different body types, several different head types, and you made 100 different people and they repeated. There are no repeats in this film.
The directors say the new technologies developed for this movie removed technological limitations for filmmakers in Big Hero 6 and future animated features. Elizabeth Lee for VOA News, Burbank.